cash.
$1.
Yep. About 75 students at the Jefferson Houston School for the Arts and Academics now have savings accounts with their local credit union. There is literal. The school started its own branch in conjunction with the State Department Federal Credit Union last fall, right in the school lobby. One way that credit unions are different from banks is that they are owned and operated by members, and they decide who can join. Here only students can be members, and they run it too.
It's just fun to see people working with cash registers and money so I can know what to do when I get older.
Chelsea Mills is a fifth grader. She's also one of the tellers. She's busy taking money and filling out paperwork. Students who want to participate rotate, working the hour a week that the branch is open so no one misses much class. The other teller this morning is Monet Williams, also a fifth grader.
While the runner gathers up the people to come down here, I get their account number, their date of birth, and I ask them, are they depositing a check and how much are they depositing? And then I sign off and I give them the yellow piece of paper and we keep the white piece of paper.
It's a hands-on approach to teaching math, so it's practical for us.
Glenda Washington is the principal of Jefferson Houston. She started a financial education program at the school a couple of years ago and was also instrumental in getting the credit union up and running.
Their world is going to be financial. It's a part of, we do financial transactions every day. They need to understand a part of that is saving. Children know how to spend. They're quick to say, I want that, buy me this, but how many of them understand that more important is putting aside?
A lot of times when students learn about budgeting money and financial problems, it's too late.
Billy Colbert is a teacher at the school. He oversees the credit union project and agrees that financial education is a necessity in public schools.
A lot of times the first experience people get with actually dealing with finances when they're freshmen in college and they get that credit card in the mail. And then they're 40 years old and they're still paying for that pair of tennis shoes that they got, 20 years ago. So I think this is a good chance for the students to kind of get ahead of the curve.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
See you next time.
See you later. Bye, Alfonso.
Bye. My mom always talking about she want me to save my money. So if I don't get a scholarship, I don't have to pay that much money to go to college.
Marcus Glover is a fifth grader who just finished making his deposit.
It's good to save because what if you're going to need that money someday? So if you don't have that much money and you want something very bad, you can go to the bank and take out what you want to save.
About 330 schools in nearly 30 states now have their own credit unions. Experts hope that this, combined with a new interest in financial literacy in schools, will better prepare this generation for fiscal responsibility. For Metro Connection, I'm Jennifer Strong.
You have to put a lot of stuff up, like the money, the things you use, the staplers. It's fun too, but it's also hard. And that's the fun part about it.